like to call this meeting of the Conference Committee on the Operating Mental Health Bills, House Bill 5759, to order at 11:35 a.m. on Friday, June 9th, 2017. Members present are Senator Lyman Hoffman, Vice Chair, Senator Anna McKinnon, member, Senator Donna Olson, member, Representative Neil Foster, member, Representative Lance Pruitt, member, myself, Representative Paul Seaton, Chair. And I'd like to recognize that David Teal, Director of Legislative Finance, has joined us at the table. And today we are addressing the open items in 57 and House Bill 59 based on the motion sheets that were distributed to members earlier today and dated June 9th on the Departments of Military and Veterans Affairs, Public Safety, Revenue, Executive Branch-Wide Appropriations, and the Judiciary. Under the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Finance Committee adopt the following items in the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs budget. Item 1, House. Item 2, House. And Item 3, House.
Hearing no objection, this action closes the conference of items in the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs budget. The Department of Public Safety, Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate the Conference Committee adopt the following in the Department of Public Safety's budget. Item 1, Senate. Item 2, Senate. Item 3, line 1, House plus 6,000 for a revised total of 1,525,100, and line 2, House minus 6,000 for a revised total of 1,525,100. Item 4, House. Item 5, Senate. Item 6, Senate minus 31,100 for a revised total of 93,300. This funds the position at 75% of the recognition of the position won't be filled until July 1st. Item 7, Senate.
I object to them, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. We'll hold that item open, item number 7, until the end.
Item 8, opened.
I object, Mr. Chairman.
I'm leaving that open. You object to leaving it open?
Oh, is it open? Okay,
yes.
So fine.
Item 9, Senate. Item 10, House. Item 11, House. Item 12, the House. Item 13, Senate.
Madam, Mr. Chair.
Senator Olson.
Object for 13.
On 13, we'll set that aside.
Item 14, Senate. Items 15, 16, and 17 leave open. Item 18, Senate.
Object.
And Representative Pruitt, we'll hold item 18 till the end.
Item 19, Senate, and modify the first line of the paragraph by adding, quote, and the legislative finance division, unquote, after the words finance committee.
Object.
And item 19 will be held.
Item 20, Senate. Item 21, Senate. Item 22, Senate.
Thank you. And with that, items 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14, 20, 21, and 22 are agreed upon. And let's go back to The first item, Senator Olson, you, I believe, objected to item 7. Would you care to speak to your objection?
Mr. Chairman, I would move item 7.
Thank you. Senator Hoffman. Representative Olson, would you care to speak to item 7?
Item 7. I'd be glad to, Mr. Chairman. Item 7 transfers $200,000 from the VPSO program to the Alaska State Troopers. And I realize that there are vacancies within the VPSO program already. There are also vacancies within the Alaska State Troopers. And so as you start looking at the funding that was discussed and has been over the last 10 years where they tried to go ahead and get more and more VPSOs out there, it was a hard-fought process to go ahead and finally get the adequate funding for the troopers, and because of that, I just think we're going the wrong direction. And with domestic violence and things like that that are going on with the increased crimes that are out in rural Alaska, especially with, as we're well aware of, the opioid epidemic that we're under. And there was a big series that just came out with Quinnahuck down in the Bethel area. You've got the people that are on the front lines of these rural communities certainly need to be supported as much as we can. And so with that, I maintain my objection.
Thank you. Representative Foster.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Do we know if this position that would be funded within the Alaska State Troopers, would that be supporting the VPSO program or helping to coordinate that program? I don't know if somebody here knows or if somebody can address the committee.
And we'll take a brief at ease. We'll come back to order. Thank you. Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senator McKinnon.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Senator Olson.
No.
Representative Pruitt.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
Representative Seaton.
Yes.
Senate, 2 yeas, 1 nay. House, 3 yeas, for a total of 5 yeas, 1 nay.
So the vote of 2 in favor from the Senate and 3 in favor from the House, we have adopted item number 7. Senator Hoffman, would you move the next item, 13?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move item 13, Senate.
And there was an objection. Senator Olson, I believe you objected.
It's the same argument that I gave with the last program where we're essentially taking from the VPSO program to support the trooper detachment, and with that, I think we're short-sighted in doing the same thing where you've got people on the front lines who are being undercut in order to, in order to go ahead and have the troopers there.
Thank Representative Foster.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to clarify, this is a difficult one for me because this impacts my areas, but at the same time, I do realize, and maybe I can have a question for Mr. Thiel here, that there are a number of positions that are unfilled within the VPSO program. This would be moving funding for four positions, from what I understand, and there are currently how many unfilled positions within the VPSO program?
I don't know exactly on that, Representative Foster, but the number has been close to 20, I believe, for the last couple of years. But again, Kelly might know more on that. There's no one here from the department that I can see. So
that satisfy you, Representative Foster. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask Mr. Thiel a question?
Senator Olson.
You talked about the vacancies within the VPSO program. How many vacancies do you have within the state troopers?
I do not know that either.
Fine. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. We have the motion on item 13 before us. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Representative Pruitt.
Yes.
Senator Olson.
No.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Senator McKinnon.
Yes.
Representative Seaton.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
House total 3 yeas, 0 nays. Senate total 2 yeas, 1 nay. For a total of 5 yeas, 1 nay.
So with a vote of 2 in favor in the Senate and 3 in favor in the House, item number 13 has been adopted. Senator Olson, would you move item number 18?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move item 18, Senate.
Object.
And Representative Pruitt, would you like to speak to your objection?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. This particular appropriation here is, I understand it's interagency receipts. I also understand that this can be done without the approval or the authority given to it by the legislature. What this was, though, is this agreed by the House that we disagreed with the idea that there would be people in the tax division that would essentially be armed and would be able to fulfill duties in the similar manner as individual from the Department of Public Safety. Again, like I said, while I understand that they could already go ahead and do this without this appropriation, I think the best way to send the signal that we have no intent to have armed tax men out there is to go ahead and stay with the House, what the House had suggested on this, and that was to refuse those interagency receipts from taking place. So I do maintain my objection because of making sure that we ensure that we are sending that appropriate message.
Thank you. Will the Secretary call a roll on item 18?
Mr. Chairman?
Just a moment.
We have an at ease.
Brief at ease. back in order. Senator McKinnon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, after discussions with the department, we've been notified that the administration will not be placing armed tax collectors deployed in our state. With that, I'd request that we hold this particular allocation at bay until we have a little bit more time to confirm that up the chain. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I remove my motion.
The motion for 18 is removed, so that will be another item that is left open. We now have item 19, Senator Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move the item 19 Senate and modify the first line of the language by adding, quote, and the Legislative Finance Division, unquote, after the words Finance Committees.
Thank you. Representative Pruitt, I believe you had the objection.
I did. Thank you, Mr. Chair. The concern that came out of some discussions with my caucus yesterday on this was allowing, basically having the Department of Public Safety be the ones coming up with a plan for their staffing levels. In that conversation, the concern was that maybe it should either be done through whether it's LBNA, or there's also, and I'd have to pull out my phone to look at it, so I would have to do this separately. I didn't write it down. But there was also an entity out there that recently did an executive look at the Anchorage Police Department that was given to me by our rep cop that said that he felt that it did an effective job of indicating what they should and shouldn't do, and some changes came out. And I feel that if we potentially looked at one of several different areas to do the same exact thing, we might come out with, I think, some solutions that some people would have a harder time disagreeing with. Because if it's coming from the department, and we expect that a lot of times this happens where if a department does their own audit on themselves, we probably would have an expectation that we would see a request for increase in the future. That I don't think we will come out of that with agreement on all sides. But if you put it outside of the department and you allow someone that's more neutral to handle that, the likelihood of the argument and maybe even an agreement coming out of what we should do and that the report is solid, I think, may remain. So that was the objection I had. Obviously, this is not something that I'm going to sit here and hold on. I will remove my objection, but I do think that that taking it outside the department would be probably a more appropriate way to handle that. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Brief at ease. The objection to item 19 has been removed, so I see no further objection.
Just one comment, though.
Senator Hoffman.
Even though it's been removed, the problem and the fact of the matter is that crime is on the rise in the state of Alaska, not only in urban but rural Alaska. The House did not have intent language to try to address this. I believe that the intent language that is here is adequate. If additional studies need to be taken, so be it. But at least the intent language that the Senate has recognizes that there is a problem in the state of Alaska, and something the adequate level of funding of the troopers and the VPSOs should be addressed.
And thank you, Senator Hoffman. So with that, the objection was removed. Item 19 has been adopted. So at this time, then, the other items, 7, 13, and 19 have been completed as well, so we'll be leaving open the items that were talked about, which were open item 8, 15, 16, 17, and 18. And other than that, the items have been addressed that are conference. But let's go to the Department of Revenue. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the conference committee adopt the Department of Revenue's following budget items. Item 1, House, minus $61,500 for a revised total of $184,500. This funds the position at 75% of, in recognition that the position won't be filled until July 1. Item 2, House. Item 3, House for all lines. And item 4, the Senate.
Hearing no objections, this action, these items 1 through 4 have been adopted, and this action closes the conferenceable items in the Department of Revenue. Looking at executive branch-wide appropriations, Senator Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move the conference committee adopt the following in the executive branch-wide appropriations. Item 1, House for all lines.
Object.
There is an objection. Representative Pruitt, would you like to speak to your objection?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. The objection comes from the fact that, of course, we are we will increase by a little over $1.8 million. There, I understand the discussion. We will not be passing a bill that lowers this. I think there are other areas where we have chosen not to fully fund what it might indicate in statute. The only point that I want to highlight, and I will remove my objection after this, is this clearly articulates there is not a pay freeze going on in Alaska when we are in such desperate times. This, by accepting this, we are not freezing pay. We could argue whether or not the legislature and or the administration in some cases has recognized that we have to do things that aren't comfortable, but this does essentially act as if everything's A-okay. So with that, I will remove my objection. I don't think this is something we need to vote on, but I needed to make sure that that was articulated and placed on the record, so I remove my objection.
Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This has received a lot of debate. This does not acknowledge the fact that we are not trying to address the fiscal problems of the state of Alaska by not taking up the legislation. It brings to the argument of, do we have two classes of employees? We do, but should we be treating them differently? Should we, because the unclassifieds are under our preview, should we freeze theirs and not be able to freeze others that are in unions? And this is a dilemma that the legislature faces. And at this point in our history, it does, even though we do have a major financial problem, it does not seem to bode well to try to treat them differently because they are not in a union.
Thank you. Is there a further objection? Seeing none, item 1 is adopted. This action closes the conferenceable items in the executive branch-wide appropriations. We will now go to the judiciary. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the conference committee adopt the following items in the judiciary's budget. Item 1, House.
Hearing no objection. This motion passes. This action closes the conference items within the judiciary budget. Future conference committee meetings, we're planning to meet again tomorrow sometime in the morning. That will be in identified on basis as well as the purposes and the agencies. Is there any other business to come before or questions for the committee at this time? Seeing none, Representative or Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move that we adjourn.
Thank you. And we are adjourned at 12:02.